You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
So, Jen Hobby, do tell about the G shot.
I was sitting with a couple of girlfriends last night, and we were enjoying some patio time and some food and wine, and they said, have you heard about the G shot? And I said, nope. What is this? Well, apparently, doctors are now injecting Juvederm into your G-spot so that it can be bigger and help women achieve the big O.
What is Juvederm?
It's the filler stuff. Like you put it in the your smile, like in the what are the laugh lines? That's what they call them right here.
And what? And this is not to be confused with Juvexin.
No, Juvexin's for your hair.
This is like Botox.
Got it.
Yeah, it's in the same family as Botox, but it doesn't freeze you. It just plumps you.
Either way, you're not sticking a needle in my G-spot.
No!
Yeah. Say that! Say that!
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, it's called a G-shot, and apparently women who have difficulty reaching the big O have been doing this where they get injected right there so that it protrudes a little bit more and you can be found and accessed a little bit easier.
Hey there.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask if anybody's had this done to call us up. Give us the review and we'll put you on the voice disguiser, 404-741-Q100.
Apparently, a friend of my friends that were there last night is doing some sort of promotion for a doctor in town who does it. I don't know who the doctor is. I wouldn't know where to send you to
Dr.
go get
Feel
it.
Good.
Yeah, but apparently this is a thing.
Well, I got a couple of thoughts on it. First,
I'm hurting.
I want to know how painful that's got to be. But B, Melissa, you got to think if... This is a dude's fault, really, though, isn't it?
That's my thought. Yeah. I want to talk to the women who got it, and did it really improve, or is it the fact that he just never found it in the first place?
Well, he might not be able to find it. Maybe it's with significant others that aren't really well endowed. Maybe they can't. Maybe they can't reach it.
Is that going to change anything?
It sounds like if it enlarges that area, and you there, yeah,
it depends on the guy. How much do you have to get injected?
I don't know. I'm fascinated by this. Now, I don't think that it's painful because I tried Juvederm a long time ago in my laugh lines.
Yeah, that's your face.
That's your face, and it plumps. You know, it kind of like plumps up like where those wrinkles are. So I understand that, like, the concept.
But this is in your vajayjay.
Mm-hmm. Hell no.
That means you're clarifying. Wendy has found hers.
Oh, yoy.
She knows where to find it.
Just a heads up, you guys probably aren't going to want to get that done before the morph suit bet is over with, because that would be embarrassing.
Was Jen sitting on a basketball? She sat on a basketball in that morph suit?
Oh, my God.
It's not going to be that much.
It's not going to be able to see it.
Hello? It's going to be looks like the size of a hippity hop.
Maybe it's just...
What's wrong with you?
A reflection of the men's size in here. They would need it to be that big to reach it.
I can't find anybody that has actually tried this yet. Maybe it's so new. Good morning, Marie. You're on The Burke Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Remember the news clip you guys played a couple days ago when that newscaster said something about that girl liking penis more?
Yes.
This is what they were talking about.
Right, right.
No, I didn't even realize that.
Okay.
Apparently people have been getting it done, but it's not happening for me.
I can't find that news clip. I'm searching for it right now, but I don't think a whole bunch of people are getting it done because normally we can ask for anything on this show and we'll get calls.
Because it's maybe a needle in the vagina. New.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa, weren't you? You were endorsing them, weren't you?
Hell no.
Well, what is Redbox?
Because I've never lost that area, huh?
What is Redbox then?
I know where to find things. Is it,
that's what you'll have after the day.
Yeah. At the Redbox.
What's wrong with you?
Where am I?
Evan, good morning. You're on the Burke Show. Hi.
Yeah, tee hee.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey.
Okay, well, the G-Shot was on Dr. 90210 about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Before it got really popular. And from what I got from it, it was from women that just couldn't get there. It doesn't matter what size, their spouse was. They just couldn't get there. So okay. It's been popular for, I mean, it got popular from that point on. So
I got to believe that women would jump on this grenade for their relationship.
No.
Like, literally?
You're really going to say jump on this grenade right now?
It's very sharp.
You're not going to find a lot of women that are going to say he just couldn't find it or his penis was too small. So I think most women are going to say, look, this is on me.
Right.
This is not about you, baby. This is like, this is on me.
No, we're going to break up. Mm-mm. I'm not getting no damn shot.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You are on the Burp Show. Hi.
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 Stimulating the G-spot has nothing to do with the size of a man's penis. You can stimulate it with your finger.
Well, maybe you ought to get the shot in the finger then. Maybe you guys just have really small fingers. We found somebody that has it done.
Okay.
Really?
Let's do this thing.
This is a very brave woman.
I will put her on the voice disguiser, even though she's not requesting it. Good morning. I'll call you Paula. You're on the voice disguiser. You cool with that? Hello?
Hello? No,
she can't hear because her G-spot is actually covering up her ears.
She doesn't know it's her because I've given her a different name and I've put her on the voice disguiser and she's listening to the show right now.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, it's you.
There you go.
Oh, it's me. I'm talking to
you. Oh, you just choked, man.
What? She got embarrassed and hung up?
Yeah, well, she didn't, I don't think, realize that I was going to put her on the voice disguiser.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't find anybody that's had it done. I don't know, man. I think that if the pain would be so great for just a short amount of time, I think the only way I can relate to this is that vasectomy that I had, where the pain of the shot in the middle of the testicles was so bad for 30 seconds, but it's a blip on the screen when you're talking about not having kids for the rest of your life. So I got to believe that it's almost similar, that you'd rather have the pain of the shot right there just for a couple of seconds if you knew that you were going to have months and months and months of the big O. Mm.
I mean, women do a lot of things to enhance themselves. Yeah. I mean, they go, you know,
they go under the knife for everything.
So this would be like non-invasive, right? You wouldn't need to have it. Well, it is invasive, but you wouldn't have to have any sort of anesthesia.
Look, why don't you just damn date the doctor, because the doctor knows where it is and where to find where it every single time.
That's good advice.
That's the real problem.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Chris. Good morning. You're on the Burp Show.
Hey, greetings. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, man. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's up?
I was just thinking it's kind of crazy if the girls are a little bit concerned about a small prick.
Got them in there, right?
But versus, you know, invasive surgery with breast augmentation.
Right. Or the pain.
That's a heck of a recovery there.
Right. No kidding.
Yeah, either way, it's
going to hurt. Oh, we lost Wendy.
Really?
He didn't even realize he made a joke. Yes, he did. He's a guy. That guy thought of that joke 4 minutes ago and has been dialing through and said, I'm not sure what I'm going to say after this, but I'm going to start out by saying small prick.
It's funny. He's just so nonchalant.
Jessica, good morning. You're on the Burp Show. Hi.
Hi. Yes, I would be willing to try that shot.
Why?
Because I've never experienced the big O, and my husband is a total, like, sex fiend. And for me, it just is something that I do for him, and I would love to be able to achieve. I mean, we have a baby and everything, so after having a baby, it seems like nothing.
So, now, did you ever have big O with anybody else?
No, I've never been able to achieve it that way.
And not by yourself either?
Nope.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, never.
Never.
Hmm. That sucks.
It does.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk off the air, honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor thing. I mean, you almost sound desperate. Like, you want to experience this so badly that you're willing. What if I told you that the pain of this shot lasts for 2 straight minutes?
It wouldn't matter. I would do anything it takes.
5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes of intense pain. Worst you've ever felt.
Okay, we'll put it this way. I weigh 88 pounds, and I pushed out a 10.2-pound baby.
Whoa.
Wow. How old are you?
She said she's 24. 24.
Oh, okay.
I can get you a cheeseburger.
All right, thank you for calling. Maybe she's just skinny, dude.
The problem with giving her some, she weighs 88 pounds, they give her too much of that Juvederm stuff, she's going to tip right over forwards.
Well, thanks.
It's like she's leaning into the wind everywhere she walks.
I'm scared by the image in y'all's mind about what it looks like after the procedure.
People are going to think she's cruising around on a Segway all the time. Here is that news clip that we were talking about more, just the isolated part of the whole thing. This was, they were doing a news story on this very thing, and the news anchor that was sitting next to the reporter that was delivering the news about the G-shot says this, and he doesn't even realize it at the time.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
Ashley can give us some answers about the G-shot.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've had it done, and we do it at our doctor's office also.
Okay.
Really?
Now, you're on The Voice Disguiser, so I'm assuming you don't want me to ask you what doctor's office, or do you mind?
That's fine if I can say it on the air.
Yeah, sure. You're on the air right now.
We do it at Arista Medical Spa right in Buckhead.
Okay. And you've had it done, so on a scale of 1 to 10, well, you can't – see, you're not very credible because you're gonna have to say that it's not that painful because it's your office that delivers the shot, right?
But I didn't actually have it done at my doctor's office. I had it done at a different location.
Okay.
And they take the substance and mix it with lidocaine so you don't feel it.
You don't feel the shot at all?
It feels like a very minor sting.
Really?
Yes.
Jen's not lying.
I want to ask her so many questions, like about the how they get it there.
The doctor
you don't know that,
kind
Jen.
Of uses a Q-tip to, and it almost feels like you have to go to the bathroom, and that's how they know where the spot is.
Okay.
And so, then they make a little mark, and it takes 2 minutes, literally, for them to put it in.
So where do they poke you from?
Another room.
It's almost like you're going for an annual exam.
Okay. Yeah. You're in the stirrups, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. You have to be.
Gotcha. Yes.
And how long does this last for?
It lasts for up to a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And does it enhance your experience?
Yes, it does. And I never had problems, but it's made it even better.
Okay.
So you would totally.
So many more questions.
Well, go ahead. You got at least a couple minutes.
Well, I want to know, what do you mean by so much better?
Like it just makes it over the top.
Really?
More intense.
And like my boyfriend has said that he can feel a difference.
He can feel a difference that you're enjoying that particular.
No, that things are different. They're enlarged there.
He can literally feel that. Okay, right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes it better for the man, too.
Yeah. Takes a lot of pressure off us.
Yeah.
Hey, how much does something like this cost?
It can run anywhere from $700 to
$850.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
That's an investment.
No kidding.
Now, I got to believe that price is probably going to go down once this sort of catches on and more offices are doing it. But now that you guys are one of the few that are doing it, you can charge that kind of cash. And women are... they're desperate.
No, that last caller, I mean, I would be curious if our 24-year-old listener went in and had it done, and if she saw a difference.
But you would be surprised how many doctor's offices do it, and they don't publicly advertise it.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Yes. So, but there's a lot of doctor's offices. You'll find that there's OBGYNs and plastic surgeons that do it.
Mm-hmm.
And an OB is the best, of course, because they're familiar with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably who you want doing it.
Okay, so the bottom line, if we were talking about G-Shot 101, the pain is minimal. You say your office visit is how long?
Maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes. It lasts for, in some cases, a year to a year and a half.
Wow. Correct.
And the cost on it is about $700.
$700 to $800.
$700 to $800. All right, so that's G-Shot 101 right there.
There you go.
Okay. Ashley, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Jenny's
fascinating.
That satisfied look in your face. My work is done here.
I'm just fascinated by it. I mean, I would have never, ever thought of it.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I'm sure some dude came up with the idea. There's got to be a way to make this easier. The target has got to be enlarged.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.